When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist. Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Hildas across social media. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also, in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the blanket statements surrounding narcissistic personality disorder. The entire blanket statement. Just a few of them. I don't have time to cover all of them, but just a few of them. Blanket statement number one. Narcissists can't love. I always ask people this right here. People's like, that's one of the main questions that I get in my comment section when I'm going live. Just anywhere, y'all. That's one of the main blanket statements I get. Narcissists can't love, so what do you know about love, Lee? You're a robot. And I hit him with the robot. You know, narcissistic robot. Here to obliterate empaths and codependent people. Beep, beep, beep. Nope. You see how that works right there? I always ask people. People ask, do you love your wife? Yes, I love my wife. I love my kids. It might not, like I said, and I always ask people, what does love mean to you? Everybody's definition of love is so different. Nobody, like, I put a video out there one time, and nobody's definition was the same. It's like everybody had their own definition of love. So I do believe, especially when a narcissist is love bombing you, trying to get you, I don't think that's all manipulation. I mean, I don't think it's all evil intent there. I think because when I was love bombing my wife and I was idealizing my son's mom or my current wife or whatever, I was literally in love with those people. I was giving those people everything that they wanted and needed it because I wanted to make them happy. I wanted to make them the happiest people on this planet. I really, really did. I gave them everything. I tried my hardest. I was writing letters. I was doing poetry. I was in my element. You know what I mean? At the beginning of a relationship, I am in my element. You know, but over time, it just dissipates. The light switch goes off. And whatever happens sets it off. I just don't know what sets it off. I do know what happens with my current wife. My son's mom, I had to think back about it. I think it was something to do with her dad. I think her dad didn't like me, so I automatically accustomed that to her. I was trying to turn her dad against her. I mean, it was working, but we ended up breaking up. But we have a son together, so 13 years later, here we are. But yeah, so I always ask people, how are they treating you? Because people, like, love, I feel like, is an action word. It's not just a word. It's not just an emotion. It's a verb. How are they treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? Would they do anything for you? Are they sacrificing for you? Are they, you know, showing you that they love and care about you? Because if not, then no, they probably don't love you the way that you need to be loved. It's so different. Somebody in my self-aware narcissist group last night said, hey, Lee, I don't believe, you know, I have to disagree with you. Because you said narcissists can't love. I was like, whoa, bucko. I've literally never said those words in my life. You can go, look, I got like 2,500 videos all over all social media platforms. You go through those and you find why I says, yes, no, narcissists cannot love. I'll delete every channel I got. Because I have not said that. I'm very, very particular with my words. I always ask, how are they treating you? Because some narcissists, like, some people come on here and they're like, my person is diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. We have people in relationships with diagnosed narcissists. And their narcissist actually works hard to try to show them, to love them in their own way. And even my wife will say that. She's like, I can see how tough it is for you to do this. She sees that I'm trying. You know what I mean? It's just like, she's like, I can tell, like, you have to work extra hard to be there for us and, you know, to be emotionally present for us. You have to work hard. It's not my base state. My base state is, I feel like, is anger. You know what I mean? So do I believe the narcissist can love you? I believe some can, you know, because some are the higher level. Some of them, you take it to the next level, you get up the sociopath and you start climbing that ladder. No, they don't love you. They really are there to manipulate you and hurt you. Some of them get pleasure off of hurting you. So I feel like it depends on the level of narcissist. You know what I mean? And it depends on where that, like, how are they treating you? because people treat the boy, people if they love you, they treat you a certain type of way. If they don't love you, they treat you a certain type of way. So I know in the beginning, people are like, well, I felt loved in the beginning, but I don't feel love now. Take that, take it for what it is. Because some people are in these relationships for 50 years, and to hear that, and it, well, I had a narcissist. I had my husband's a narcissist, and you telling me he never loved me for 50 years. Those people crumble on the inside. Those people disintegrate on the inside, and I feel like that does harm to them. What gives you the most power to believe that they didn't love you, or the fact that they loved you in the only way that they knew how to love, which could be showing you pain, which sounds insane because that's not the way that you need to be loved. They might show love through pain. They might show love through just their presence. And that's not the way you need to be loved. That's not the way you deserve to be loved. But so many people feel that love from the beginning of the relationship. You hold on to that. You go back and, you know, you keep going back into it, trying to, you know, get that love back from the beginning. But it's actually going down. And when you get ready to try to leave them sometimes, they'll show you their love again because they know you're leaving. Like I said, it's like a bank account. They make a very, very large deposit in the beginning of the relationship, and they just live off the residuals from that deposit. They make a huge deposit of love in the beginning of the relationship, and they live off the interest from that, like, you know, compound interest from it. But then every time you leave and they see that fund running low, they're like, oh, okay, let me make another deposit, a little deposit here, and the deposits get smaller and smaller and smaller over time. So that's how it is. So how are they treating you? And what gives you the most power? Does it give you power to know your dad didn't love you for 40 years? He was part of your life. Or your mom never loved you. Does that give you power, or does that make you feel weak, or does it take it away? What gives you the most power? I feel like whatever gives you the most power, you believe that. Because I believe, I'm gonna believe what I want to believe. You know what I mean? Y'all cannot alter that. You can't alter that for me. Thank y'all. But blanket statement number two, I got like 4 minutes, y'all, for my one-on-one stars. Narcissists don't love their kids, again, or don't care about their kids. I just saw somebody put a blanket statement on TikTok. But people just throw it out there. They're just trying to get on. I know you have to make a way for yourself. You have to try to get on. But narcissists don't love their kids. How are they treating them? Sometimes this is the problem that a lot of people face in these relationships with narcissists. Narcissists only love their kids, and they stop loving their significant others because narcissistic people have very limited emotional capacity, and they don't have enough to divvy around to everybody. They don't have enough to divvy around to you and four kids or three kids. They don't have enough to divvy around to you and two dogs or a dog and two cats. You know what I mean? They don't have enough to divvy that around. So sometimes they only love the kids, and they show it to you. They'll walk in the house, show the kids love, show the dogs love, and walk away from you, treat you like you don't exist. Limited emotional capacity. So sometimes they only love the kids, and sometimes they don't love the kids. Let's be real. Sometimes they don't love the kids. They'll discard the kids to hurt you, to punish you. They'll discard the kids for being sick or for have a chronic illness. They'll discard the kids for not living up to their expectations and being bad in school or having bad grades and things like that. They'll discard the kids for things like that. They just will. And they'll get rid of the kids. So you think you can discard somebody that you love? So in that situation, no, they don't love their kids. You can ask people on here that when they go to these long, drawn-out custody battles, that these narcissists will try to hurt them through the court system, hurt them through parental alienation. You're not scheduling soccer or sports events on my weekends. The only thing I have with my kids is the weekends. You're going to schedule it? No. Let them do that during the week, and they come see me on the weekends. Nope. I'm telling you, they will... Sometimes they only love the kids. Sometimes they don't. How are they treating the kids? How are they acting around the kids? How are the kids with them? Do the kids feel comfortable around them? Do the kids love them? Ask yourself the most empowering questions. What gives you the most power in these situations when you have to co-parent with them and drop them off? Imagine dropping your kids off to somebody that you don't think loves them. That'll weigh heavy in your heart. They'll weigh super heavy in your heart the whole time that they're gone. They'll weigh super heavy in your heart the whole time that they're gone. When they come back, like, I hope you got treated good. I hope they showed you some love and affection or whatever. You know what I mean? What gives you the most power in these situations, right? I know people are asking me, like, Lee, you spent the whole 8, 9, 10 minutes. You didn't answer not one question. We're going to continue to bleed the blankets they missed. The answer to the question is, how are they treating you? And what gives you the most power? Those are your answers right there. Because I do believe, like, narcissistic people can love in their own way. It probably isn't the love that you need. It probably isn't the love that you deserve, and it might not be enough for you. Let's just leave it at that. Anyways, y'all, my camera battery about to die, and the memory about to be full of my memory card. So I gotta cut this thing short. Apple Music, Spotify, you know what to do. 5 stars. I really truly appreciate y'all. I really really do. And if you listen to this on YouTube, like and subscribe, turn the notifications on. I really, really appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.